The Tanner Outlet Mall got approval for an expansion earlier this year. As part of that, they offered community benefits, including a payment for affordable housing, which they mandated go to the Peace House. Councilmember Chris Robinson said Wednesday he wanted to tweak the language a bit more to ensure the project gets done once the Peace House receives the county's money. Councilmember Kim Carson said she agreed with his concern.
We do need to add additional language that Peace House has funding in place to complete the project. And I think that was a great suggestion on Chris's part.
Okay, so do we know where this facility is going to go?
No, apparently they have some possible land locations scoped out, but they have not made a purchase at this point. This has happened fairly quickly for them, so now they're gearing up to first, of course, find the piece of land and then start in their planning process.
Carson said she also asked to take a closer look at the approval process used for the Tanner expansion.
But I felt like it was going down that road before it ever came to us, and I would like to have the process more clearly outlined and have a process where the developer does not direct where the donations go, that those fee and lieu monies come to the county, and then a process is established for the county accepting proposals, for instance, from various nonprofit housing organizations or, you know, that type of organization that would be providing affordable housing. And then we can look at that point in time, what is the greatest need within our community? Where are we going to get the biggest bang for our buck? And then make the decision on allocating those funds based on that process.
County Council Member Kim Carson. For KBCW, I'm Rick Broth.